Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Glad you are joining us today. We are going to address a question I have been asked on several occasions.
Okay, Bill. Now, why have some people who have had near-death experiences seen a bright light when leaving their body, even if they were not Christians? Does that mean all go to heaven?
No, it doesn't. But there are two possibilities for these reasons. And Ecclesiastes 12:7 says that the body goes to the dust, but the spirit of man shall return unto God who gave it. And then Ecclesiastes 3:21 says, the spirit of man goes upward. So we see that man's spirit goes upward and returns to God who gave it, but it could be that the person who was dying was heading that direction and saw the light, because 1 John 1:5 said, God is light. But perhaps they never traveled all the way up to that light. Some have stated that they continued further until they reached that light, and then they were ordered by a heavenly being to go in another direction, heading downward into a tunnel of darkness. So those people that saw the light, they really did see a light, but they didn't go all the way to the being that would then order them to go in another direction. So they felt a peace, they felt the warmth, and they thought, oh, see, everything's okay. Everyone must go to heaven. But yet those other people that have experienced that, they went further down that road and again were sent down the dark road on the way to hell. So then that person that only traveled a little way down that light could be deceived and thinking that they're all okay. And that's not really the case.
That makes sense, because the Bible does say that Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, or calls himself an angel of light, in 2 Corinthians 11:14.
Right.
So they could be seeing Satan as an angel of light to deceive them into thinking all is well after they die, no matter what they believe. Right, Bill?
Right. That's that second possibility. So that light they're seeing may not be a heavenly being at all. It might be Satan, because he appears as an angel of light. So that's the two possibilities. And but again, they're seeing a light, so that's true. But that doesn't mean that they were all going to heaven. You know, I've read several books that documented many of these near-death experiences, you know, and those who were near death were extremely afraid of what lied ahead. The people that were not Christians, they were terrified. Read some of these stories that Dr. Maurice Rawlings wrote about and documented in his book, To Hell and Back.
Yes, in your book, actually, What Happens When I Die, there's a brief overview of some of these stories, so I'm just going to read some of the highlights here. And one was at Memorial Hospital in Chattanooga. A 62-year-old male suffering an acute heart attack had to be restrained because, using his words, there were demons coming after me, fighting the staff, writhing and kicking off the creatures. They pounced on him once again. Review of the record showed no medications to account for the demonization. And then Sir Francis Newport, he lived in the 1600s, mm-hmm. who was on his deathbed and said this, "Why have I become a skeleton in 3 or 4 days? See now then, I have despised my Maker and denied my Redeemer. I have joined myself to the atheist and profane and continued this course under many convictions when my security was the greatest and the checks of my conscience were the least." In inexpressible horror, he cried out, "Oh, the insufferable pains of hell," and he died at once. And then another was recorded. I know, these are horrible last words on people's deathbeds. Another was Mrs. J.B. in 1886, and she was saying, "Devils are in my room, ready to drag my soul down to hell. It is no use. It's too late." And then Dr. Rawlings notes, Napoleon Bonaparte in 1821 confessed to the Count de Montholon, "Such is the fate of him who has been called the great Napoleon. What an abyss between my deep misery and the eternal kingdom of Christ." And then, of course, the self-reliant French philosopher Voltaire. Mm-hmm. His death sounds horrible. It says, for 2 months, he was tortured with such an agony as led him at times to gnash his teeth in impotent rage against God and man. Then turning his face, he would cry out, I must die, abandoned of God and men. And even his nurse repeatedly said, for all the wealth of Europe, I would never see another infidel die. So that's how horrible his death was to watch for those 2 months for her.
Mm. And then we know that he was a man that really mocked God.
Yes, and I understand that snakes were all around his gravestone or his grave. I've heard that.
Right, and he even made a comment that the Bible would pass from existence within 100 years of his life. And that was hundreds of years ago. So
yeah, and the Bible is the top-selling book in the world and going strong.
Jesus said, my word will never pass away.
Exactly.
But you know, these people, a lot of them are deceived and they don't realize it. But you know, even Revelation 12:9 talks about Satan as the great deceiver who deceives the whole world. The whole world. You know, so that's pretty amazing that he can deceive the whole world. And so a lot of these people have been deceived, thinking that everything's fine because they just saw a bright light. You know, I've talked to several of these people who were atheists or agnostics, and actually those that were on their deathbed were terrified that they were actually slipping out of their bodies and they were heading to hell. I talked to them, and they were so thankful to hear what they must do to stay out of that dark and horrid place. I led several of them to the Lord. But again, the ones that were heading to hell, they saw demons, they felt the flames, they smelled the smells of burning sulfur and the foul odors and hideous demons, raging flames, and so forth. So their accounts were a lot different than seeing this nice bright light. I want to read one more thing that Dr. Maurice Rawlings, and again, he was a renowned cardiologist, and he investigated thousands of these near-death experiences, and he stated in one of his books, To Hell and Back, page 32, most people are deathly afraid of dying, but I have never heard one of them say, doctor, I'm afraid of the judgment. And judgment is the main concern of patients who have been there and returned to tell about it. So that's an interesting observation. The people that died, it's actually the people that were facing the judgment. That's what they should be afraid of, not just of death. And the people that did face death and that judgment, then they realized that's what they were really afraid of, was the judgment.
Yes.
Because there is a judgment coming. You know, Romans 1:18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And John 3:36 says, he that believes on the Son has everlasting life, but he that believes not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. There is a wrath coming and a judgment coming.
Yes, and Bill, of course not everyone, you know, will be on their deathbed and have that opportunity to repent.
That's right.
In, I believe it's Acts 4:12, it states that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And of course, that name is Jesus.
That's right. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And he also said in Luke 13:3, unless a man repent, you shall all likewise perish. He is the only way to heaven. You know, I just choose to believe the words of Jesus. What about you?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.